Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Chris Edwards. Our aim with this show is to help keep you healthy. And a big part of this is knowing your body and being aware of things going on that can be caught early and treated. I'm joined today by Vice President of Craft Body Scan, Denny Lenderman. Denny, thanks so much for the time and being here today.
You be down.
Denny, what do you see as Craft Body Scan's biggest role in the health industry?
You know, our role is to be able to aid people to have access to CT machines where they can come in and get a scan when they want to, not because they're sick and they need one.
What sort of serious things can develop outside of our bodies with systems and things that you can find at Craft Body Scan?
Well, when you think about what a CT machine is typically used for, it's typically used in the diagnostic phase of when somebody's sick. So, you know, somebody wakes up, they have pain in their side, they don't know what's going on. It's a very, very, you know, intense pain. Doctor doesn't know either. They put you on a CT machine and you have kidney stones or you have a problem. So typically we're more reactive. We're using these machines to find out why somebody's sick. But at Craft Body Scan, our goal is to use them for preventive screenings to see if we can see something that's developing before that person has symptoms, so it's easier to treat and the outcome is so much better.
All right, let's talk about some of those preventative things. And I've asked my coworker, Jeff Hamlin, to join us. Jeff, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for joining.
Jeff, you've had some experience with Craft Body Scan recently. What have your experiences been like?
Well, I went over for my complimentary body scan, and I learned that I had an enlarged heart, which came as a surprise to me. I talked to my mom and my dad, and they both told me that it's something that is fairly common in my family. My grandmother on my father's side wound up having an enlarged heart. So within a matter of weeks, I scheduled another doctor's appointment over in Hillsboro, and I learned that it's been caught, detected fairly early, but I've certainly made changes now. I'm exercising more and have a busy life, but thanks to what Denny managed to diagnose for me here, and the staff was very quick and very expedient, very friendly, they managed to reveal something that ordinarily I would not have known.
And Jeff, you didn't have any symptoms at all before you went in for your scan, correct?
Not too many. Occasionally, I had a point where my chest swung up just a little bit, and I would feel some heartburn on especially long days, which happens from time to time, especially during the fall. Chris, you can relate to that. So that was when I thought to myself, well, maybe getting this crap body scan probably be the best thing. And sure enough, Denny and his staff, first-class facility, managed to reveal that I do have an enlarged heart, and I proceed from that point forward.
Jeff, tell me about the emotional toll about this, of going in with very little symptoms, getting your scan done, and now finding out you have something. How did you manage the emotional part of the diagnosis after your scan?
Fortunately, my parents are still here with us, and they're alive and kicking, and they help me. But it's scary at first because you know, I'm 50, and I still want to live a long life. I'm just getting going, I'd like to think. But unfortunately, I've arrived at an age where some high school friends of mine have passed away. One, my closest friend in high school, died of a heart disease during the pandemic, unfortunately. And my mind shot to them because I didn't want to go that way. And I still got a lot more. Got a lot more games to see, maybe not as much money to make, but certainly some games to see and call. So that was my first thing. I wanted to make sure that I took the proper steps to make sure that I could see those games and live life. And so I did that. It was a little scary at first, but again, Denny's staff was quite professional in how they handled things and the recommendations that they made.
Denny, you've heard stories like this before, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we see 1,000-plus patients a month. And so, you know, invariably, you're going to run into people at all ages that are going to have a finding. And part of, you know, what we do is we don't just scan people and then hope they figure it out. You know, we have providers that reach out to people with major findings to kind of walk them through that so they know, you know, if it's serious or something that they really need to focus on, and then kind of get them going in their next steps to their PCP. And then ultimately a specialist if necessary to kind of get them fixed. So I love hearing stories like this because, you know, Jeff and I have worked together for the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, finally I was like, hey, maybe you should just come down and get one. You know, I mean, we've been doing this for a while. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you're able to help somebody. And it's a coworker in this particular case where we're on the radio, you know, a couple times a month. And this is something that he really needed to know about. And he's going to probably added 20 or 30 years to his life just knowing that now so he can make those changes so he's not in deep trouble, you know, in 10 or 15 years from now not knowing.
Jeff, how much peace of mind does this give you?
Oh, tons of it. I've changed the way I've lived. I've exercised more now, and that's been a lot more. I used to work out almost daily, and life got in the way a little bit because changes professionally for me. But now that I'm exercising again, I've gone back to a gym that I used to go to in my 20s, and that's brought back lots of wonderful things. And now I'm exercising again, as I said, and that opens up a brand new frame of mind for you. It leads to more creativity. It leads to more, just more of a conscious feeling.
And Denny, for you to hear Jeff, who had the scan, who had something happen with his heart, and now he's working out, he's changing his diet, his exercise, he's seeing other physicians. What does this do for you to hear something like this and now to see Jeff taking the next step?
Oh, I love it, you know, but I'm a patient too, and I haven't really talked about my own finding. I don't think I've ever actually talked about my own finding on the radio, but I know exactly what Jeff is going through and that little bit of anxiety. I had a heart catheterization in January, you know, and so when we think about, I've had four or five heart and lung scans because I have a 40% blockage in my left anterior descending artery. We call that then the Widowmaker. And it got to the point in those images that I had to get a heart cath to go in and see if we needed intervention. In today's world, they offer something called shockwave lithotripsy, which is one of the newest ways to treat those blockages. And so to me, I know exactly what he's going through and what others might go through. But to me, you know, I have kids, I have a wife, I have a life, you know, I like to do things outside of work. And to me, your heart, your lungs, your whole body, every part of that is important because you're not going to be able to do the things you want to do with the people you love if you lose your health. And that's really what this message is about. Get screened for you and your family.
And since we're talking about hearts and heart disease, man, it's the number one cause of death in the U.S., the most really pervasive killer. Over 700,000 lives are claimed per year. But that's one in five that are dying because of a heart condition. And Kraft Body Scan can help prevent some of those.
Somebody dies of a heart attack every 2 minutes in the United States. And the reason why is because they didn't know how dire it was. And, you know, the heart is an important muscle. It's probably one of the most important organs in the body. It's a strong muscle, but there's no nerve endings in there. It's very difficult to feel what's going on. And a lot of times we don't know until it stops and we have that heart attack. And so to me, that's the really scary part is there's so many people listening to this message right now, probably going, well, I'm okay. I'm healthy. I eat right. I exercise, you know, and nobody in my family's had a heart attack. So no, I'm going to ignore that. But that might not be the case, you know? And so, you know, looking at the overall quality of the scans and what we offer, $149 for two people to get a heart and lung scan for prevention. There's really no reason not to do that.
At TogetherWeScan.com. Jeff, for our listeners who may be thinking about a scan, what's your message to the folks that are listening about how important a scan could be for them and their health?
Get it and understand that this is very efficient. There's going to be a staff there that's extremely professional over at Kraft Body Scan. They'll tell you exactly what to do. It's not a long process, but they'll explain in complete detail about what to expect as you go in for this procedure. And they'll go in and make sure that you're taken care of and the results will be delivered very promptly to you. And it'll be done in a way that's not a lot of medical jargon. It'll be very clear and very easy to decipher. And once you receive those results, if there is something that you should be made aware of, you can take the proper steps to do it.
How much of a wake-up call has this been, Jeff?
It's a big wake-up call. It certainly was a big part of my summer because now I remember this as I look back as a big part of my life because, again, I'm back exercising again. I'm going to make changes to this even as we Chris, you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. Football, we're both play-by-play guys. When football rolls around, that's a major change in our lives every fall, and that just leads on into other sports. But I'm going to make time now to exercise. I'm going to become a morning person again and find ways to work out in addition to doing the duties that we have here at Curtis Media and our outside activities as well. I'm going to look back at this as a time of great transformation for me, and hopefully it will lead to a healthier heart and a longer life.
And Denny, this is really about changing people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's every single week that I get to see somebody. Somebody comes in, and that's somebody's husband, that's somebody's mom, somebody's grandmom. Somebody comes in, and their life is saved or changed or helped in a better way. And, you know, just heed the message and just make the appointment and come down and get those results. And if you have a finding, you know, deal with that problem early and get it fixed. And if you don't, feel good about your scan and just feel good about your health, knowing that there's nothing sneaking up on you.
Is there a good maybe target time? You talk about Jeff being, you know, in his 50s or early 50s. Is there a good target time for someone to come down and get a scan?
I would say 40 would be about the time that most people should be thinking about getting these scans. Obviously, as we get older, you know, I think the average age of a cancer and heart attack is like the high 50s, early 60s, somewhere around there. But, you know, when it comes to prevention, if you get in early, you know, like I have a 40% blockage. Well, I have no symptoms. I don't have shortness of breath. I don't have anything. I know that because I have a scan. So much like Jeff has made changes, I've made changes. Changes in my diet, changes in exercise, trying to take naps in the middle of the day, doing a lot of those things that I know are important to try to add longevity to my life. And so it's just imperative that you heed that message and take it seriously and just make time for you and your spouse to come and do this because it might save either one of your lives.
If you're local in Raleigh, give them a call at 919-794-8888 or go to togetherwescan.com. Jeff, thanks for being vulnerable. Thanks for sharing your story with us here today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Denny.
You're listening to Here's to Your Health, a production of AM 680 WPTF. Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. We're back with Denny Lindemann from Craft Body Scan. We heard Jeff's story a moment ago there, Denny. How important is early detection?
Gosh, you know, after hearing his story, it just really kind of rings out there for a lot of the people who are maybe in that early age, you know, those 40s and 50s, and they're still kind of wondering, you know, do I have heart disease or do I have a problem? You know, so many men out there don't realize there's a problem because there's no symptoms. And we really live in a symptom-driven world where, you know, if you have an ache or a pain, you go to the doctor, you talk about it and try to figure out. But what about those silent killers? And when it comes to heart disease, it's the number one killer of men and women in the United States.
Are men more at risk, you think?
Well, of course, men are at a higher risk, but it's still the number one killer for men and women. But I mean, if you really think of the reasons, a lot of times it could be diet. But another one, it could be hereditary. Sometimes it's just those genetics that you really can't change. And sometimes it's stress, you know, cortisol and a lot of those other hormones that are released during stress, you know. And so all of those things can have an impact on your heart. And getting that calcium score and getting that CT scan of the heart will show somebody whether they have that problem before they know.
Let's go back to Jeff's story for a second as it relates to just the emotional impact of someone having a scan, finding out they've got something going on. How do you deal with the emotional impact of hearing news like that?
You know, that's a great thing to talk about because that's a real issue. Now, a lot of people out there are nervous to get a scan because they're afraid of the results and what that means. But, you know, when you think about it in abstract, what does that really mean? I think a lot of people are just afraid of being in pain. Nobody wants to be in pain. But when we think about dealing with heart disease, if you had a blockage in one of those arteries, you know, let's say you had an 80 or 90% blockage, you know, how much less painful would it be to go see the doctor and say, okay, I need to make an appointment here. Go in and, you know, get the stent, but go in on your own terms. You know, pick the time and date, the doctor you're going to do, the place you're going to do it, check with your insurance to make sure everything's covered, versus ignoring that and having a heart attack and just going to whatever medical facility happens to be closest to you and hoping that it's covered and hoping you got a good doctor. So to me, it's so much better to be able to kind of take control of your health and make that choice based upon the findings and just kind of get through it. But that's got to be the best way to deal with it.
Jeff was made aware of an enlarged heart. He's still relatively young. How important is it that was detected for Jeff?
Oh, that is absolutely incredibly important. You know, when we think about age and heart health, to have an enlarged heart at a younger age, you know, that shows that there's something going on and that needs to be addressed. And when it comes to an enlarged heart, or sometimes we call that stiff heart, you know, if we can find that early and get on medicine, intervention, physical therapy, and change habits, the outcome for Jeff is going to be so much better having found that now rather than waiting until he had symptoms maybe 10 or 15 years from now.
I do want to talk about some other survival stories that you've experienced lately. What else have you heard from some of the other survivors that have come in and had a scan, and now their prognosis is a whole lot better?
Gosh, this has been a really interesting last couple months. A few months ago, we were doing National Cancer Survivor Month, and, you know, we had several people that had come down to the clinic to kind of share their stories. And, you know, one of them that really stands out was this woman named Michelle, and she's a 42-year-old teacher. She has four children at home, and, you know, I got a chance to meet with her and asked her, like, well, what was the finding? You know, what did we do? And they were at the state fair, saw one of our booths, and said, you know what? This is a good deal. We're going to sign up. But she was really concerned about her husband and whether or not he had a heart blockage. But we got them both scanned. She ended up having thyroid cancer detected in the scan. And what's so important to me is, you know, at that age, you know, in their young 40s, you're less likely to have cancer. But she literally cried and thanked us for saying, gosh, I can't believe that it was me, but this absolutely saved my life. She had surgery, removed the tumor from the thyroid, and she's alive today because of that preventive scan. And that's just one that pops out. Another great one, a local pastor named Tim. He came in, he's in his 60s, no symptoms whatsoever. Didn't have any tightness in his chest or pain, any of those classic symptoms. But he had three blockages that were close to 90%. And within about a month or so of his scan, he had intervention, had three stents put in, which is the best possible outcome because nobody wants to have a bypass. Mm-hmm. That's just way easier and less painful. I mean, those are a couple that kind of pop out.
And tell me what it means to you after someone comes in and had the scan, right? And then you find these things. And now these folks have such a better prognosis. For you personally, to hear these survival stories, how rewarding and fulfilling is that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, everybody wants to say they love their job. Some people do. Some people have jobs, you know, that maybe are difficult or they struggle with. But, I mean, working for Kraft Body Scan and having an opportunity to offer this type of technology, life-saving technology, it is so cool to work for a company that saves lives because, you know, literally you cannot wait to get up in the morning, go to work, and to help someone because that's what it is. Most people are okay. You know, we see 1,000-plus patients a month. And for the most part, people come in, they might have a few findings. But it's that 50 or 60 people that have a massively elevated calcium score or, you know, those 20 or 30 people that have a suspicious mass that are found. You know, those are the people that you remember and you care about and really drive you to do what you do.
Denny, for our listeners who are maybe on the fence about, oh, should I go? Should I not? You know, maybe some people don't want to know, right? Why would you encourage them to come get their Kraft Body Scan?
There's really only a couple reasons to not do this. One, it's usually expensive. You know, a lot of times when people are looking at a scan, you know, to get a CT scan, depending where you go, you know, it's thousands of dollars. And so the idea that you can get one for such a low price at Kraft Body Scan, there's really no downside to doing it, you know, because what you're doing is you're spending an hour and a half of your time to come down to the clinic, get on the machine. We take a few hundred pictures, and then you get to talk to somebody if necessary afterwards to go over it. But I mean, why would you say no for $150 for two people? The other reason I would say is some people are a little nervous of the results. You know, ignorance is bliss, and you know, sometimes if we can put it off, we don't have to worry about the anxiety that comes from it. But really, the only downside is typically the cost. And this particular reason, you know, we've done this discount is to bring this, you know, technology to anybody that wants it.
What else can be detected during a heart and lung scan? Because it's not just the heart, it's not just the lungs, right? It's a bunch of other functions that are going to get detected.
Well, the machine takes images and strips. So when we put somebody in, by the way, this is not an MRI tube. It is not a claustrophobic tube, you know, where you're in there. You're in this thing for about 5 minutes. But the CT scan can detect a lot of different things. Depending on what area of the body we're scanning, we can find lesions, we can find tumors, we can find suspicious masses. Sometimes we'll see other things like diverticulosis, or we might see an issue or a deformed organ. Sometimes you find pulmonary nodules. There's a lot of things we detect that are not life-threatening. But are very important things for that patient to know about because over time, those things can develop into something that would be.
A lot of folks listening might be like me or like some other people that have some high blood pressure. Can the scan help detect things with the heart like high blood pressure as well?
Well, when you think of high blood pressure, hypertension, this is very common. I can't remember the exact ratio of American adults that are on, you know, high blood pressure medicine, but it's quite high. But when we think about what exactly is going on here, you know, a CT scan is not going to show high blood pressure. You're going to get that from another test. But what it's going to show is the effects of high blood pressure. And if that goes untreated, your heart is a muscle. If it has to pump faster and beat harder, it's going to grow and become an enlarged heart or a stiff heart. And so it's finding that if in the beginning is it's really paramount for people that have that issue.
Tell me a little bit about the new website now, togetherwescan.com, and the initiatives there.
Yeah, this was just to make it super easy. You know, a lot of people are busy. They can't remember, you know, the phone number or where to go to get the information. And so in order to make this as easy as possible, if somebody wants to go to togetherwescan.com, all they have to do is put their name, their phone number, and their email address in there. And somebody will reach out to them to answer whatever questions they have. And if they want to sign up, they can go ahead and do so through the patient portal. And typically, it's about 3 to 4 weeks to come down and get their scans.
All right. Speaking of questions, I'm sure you get a lot of frequently asked questions. What are some of those most common questions that you get from people that are coming in for their scan for the first time that maybe you could answer today before they have to go in and ask some of those questions?
A very common question is there radiation? Is it safe? Are there any, you know, side effects? Is there any reason, like, medically I shouldn't do this? That's a big one. So the machines that we use are called CT machines, but the protocol that these machines use is called LDCT, which means low dose. And so they're designed to take the best possible pictures with the least amount of radiation. And so from a perspective of screening and imaging, it is extremely safe. It is a very, very small amount. Literally, it's like a 1 in 10,000 chance of having any type of adverse reaction to a CT scan, versus the ratio is about 1 in 4 adults in America will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. So these machines have been designed way better than they were 50 years ago. So that's not an issue anymore. So radiation is not going to hurt anything. Another issue, I guess, is time. A lot of people are like, do I get my results right away? Does it take time? We are very, very quick about that. From the time somebody gets scanned, it's typically about 5 to 10 days when they're receiving that written report. And that report, yes, is read by a board-certified radiologist, and that is included in that cost. So there's no hidden fees or any surprise, you know, cost other than the cost of the appointment.
You mentioned cancer a moment ago, and lung cancer is one of the most aggressive killers in the U.S. As a matter of fact, number two cause of death behind heart disease. It's the number one cancer killer, claiming the most lives, more than colon, prostate, and breast cancer. It just goes to show you how important getting a scan is to develop some of these things and prevent some of these things as well, doesn't it?
You know, if you think about it, there's only four cancers that are on the decline. And there's quite a few other ones that are increasing. And so if we look at the four cancers that are on decline, lung cancer is one of them, breast cancer is one of them, prostate cancer is one, and colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So why specifically those four? Well, if you think about insurance, what does insurance typically pay for? It'll pay for your mammogram. It'll pay for your colonoscopy. You get a PSA score with your physical. And if you've been a smoker for a certain number of years, it'll pay for your lung scan. And how interesting that the four things that insurance advocates and in some cases pay for just happen to be the only four cancers that are on decline. So a lot of times we have to think, what could we be doing better for our health if we have to take it in our own hands? And that's looking at all the other organs to make sure they're okay as well.
How can somebody arrange a scan?
Very, very simple. So go to togetherwescan.com and you can put your information in there and we'll call you to make an appointment. Or you can just call the number at Kraft Body Scan. You can look us up on Google or go to kraftbodyscan.com. And then we have a phone number there and just call us direct. Either way, it's very, very simple to make an appointment. All we need is just basic information. And we're open Monday through Friday. The first appointment out the door is 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's really the simplest thing on the planet to make an appointment. The biggest thing is just to make the decision to do it.
Because really, at the end of the day, it's all about peace of mind, isn't it?
Yeah. One of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to have a finding and you're going to be happy you found out that you needed to know about something, or you're going to be told there's really no major findings. And how good would you feel getting that report and say, there's nothing major going on here? That is a really good feeling when it comes to health and feeling good about where you're going.
TogetherWeScan.com, Kraft Body Scan. Denny, thanks so much for the time, and we look forward to having a lot of our listeners come in and take charge of their health.
Thanks, Chris.
If you're local in Raleigh, give them a call at 919-794-8888 or go to TogetherWeScan.com. You're listening to Here's to Your Health, a production of AM 680 WPTF.